Hey, Dry Shampoo Divas, it's Erin, and I'm here with Jessica.
Hey, ladies.
I cannot believe we are almost to Christmas. This year has just snuck up on me, and I cannot believe we're almost to Christmas. Jessica, are you feeling the same?
Yeah, only because it's like, crap, it's the end of the year. My goals.
Well, I'm sure many of you have checked a lot off of your shopping list for your kids. I can tell someone you probably have forgotten about. Yourself.
What?
Always. Yes. Always.
And I feel like I am so good with everyone else. I'm really good at picking up on like little things people kind of say throughout the year. I feel like I'm a pretty good gifter. I'm going to say it. But when it comes to myself, people will be like, hey, where's your list? Or like, hey, what can I get you? And I'm like, it's just crickets. I'm like, I don't know. So back in the Mama Mind Reader episode, I mentioned how important it is that we say what we want for gifts and we don't just leave it to chance TV trays. So we already covered that. But for many of you, I feel like when you sit down to make that list, you may just be at a complete loss for ideas. So for this episode, it's a little different format. I've scoured several different mom groups looking for suggestions on some unique Christmas ideas. And my hope is that by the end of this episode, you will have some great ideas to put on your Christmas list so that we can keep you TV tray free. So get those Amazon lists ready. We are going to add some stuff to your wish list today. Ready, Jessica?
Yes. You want to know why? Because I'm one of those moms. I'm one of those moms that's like, everyone, cha, cha, cha. And then they're like, well, what about you? And I'm like, what about me? I'm not special. I don't deserve things. Even though deep down I'm like, I probably should get something. I'm kind of important, right?
You definitely should. So you take notes too.
Okay, here I am taking my notes.
Get your phone open. We are going to get you some stuff on your list today. Mm-hmm,
girl.
All right, so I'm going to jump straight in. Here's a few ideas. A bathtub tray with bath bombs, lotion, bath salts, all the good stuff. And if you're wondering what I mean by a bathtub tray, you've seen in the movies how they have like those, maybe they're like maybe 10 to 12 inches wide. It's just a board that goes across your bathtub and it has little spots to hold everything. I actually got one of those last Christmas and I love it.
That sounds like something I would love. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it gives me a place to set my book if I'm like reading or put my phone. It even gives me a place to like, this is like probably too much information, but it like gives me a place to put my foot to like rest on while I'm shaving. So I really like my bathtub tray. I mean, I'm like, my
ankle.
You're
the only woman that ever puts her foot up to shave her legs.
I just feel like that was information that was probably not needed, but
it's always
there you
needed.
Go. There it is.
We're all normal.
Yeah. Okay, so let's run through a few more of these.
Yes.
A gratitude journal. Yes. And heyo, we just shared some great links for that. So look back on our social media because we just put out some awesome links to some good ones. Wireless headphones. A nice metal water bottle. I think we're all probably super dehydrated. So let's at least try to hydrate cutely.
So true. Erin, slow down. I'm trying to type as fast as I can over here.
Okay, let me tell you why I like some of these things. We already talked about why we like gratitude journals.
Yes.
Wireless headphones, I feel like should be given to new moms at the hospital. I did not discover wireless headphones soon enough. And I'm just going to tell you right now, if you're a mom, I hope you're a mom if you're listening to this. But if you're a mom that does not have wireless headphones or a dad.
Why not? Or
get
grandma.
Some wireless headphones. Because, and here's my thing. They don't have to be those earbud things. I have like 3-year-old ear canals. I don't know. Those don't work for me.
Yeah. My ears are so little. Those hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They seriously
hurt. Yeah. So I have the old school ones that just are like an earbud that wrap around my ear. And then it just has like the thing to where I could hang them around my neck. I love them. And you can get them. You can get a decent pair for about $30. The reason I love wireless headphones is for me, it helps keep me more focused. And it also, I can have like one headphone in, still listen for the kids. Because, you know, if it gets too quiet, you know, some sort of chaos is ensuing.
Oh, absolutely.
So I love wireless headphones. If I can be listening to a podcast or a book or something, it just helps make cleaning, meal prepping, all of that go faster. Mm-hmm. So get yourself a good set of wireless headphones. Okay, books. Jessica, what are some of the books that you love?
Oh, I love all the books. I have this awesome neighbor lady that lives next door who basically she's just a walking library, and she drops off piles and piles of books at my house and she's like, read these. And I'm like, okay. And yes, I'm a romance novel extraordinaire. It's
all about the ripped bodices.
Heck yeah, the healing bosoms. But like, I also really love mental health books. I am a part of a self-help book club, so I'm constantly reading those. And because I have children, there will never not be a spot on my nightstand for parenting books. Love me some parenting books. Just keep them coming. Make me feel awful. Keep going. Keep going.
Well, I think it's probably great that you're reading parenting books because somebody's got to add something to our podcast. I'm all about suspense and mystery books.
Oh, that I is love my jam. Those too.
And I'm reading a book called Woman in the Window right now, and it's amazing.
Oh, I've heard good things about that one.
Yes, it's really good. So there's a few books that you can consider adding to your list. Mm-hmm. Another great thing that you can consider getting would be a certificate or a gift card to get your hair cut and colored. Even maybe having the appointment scheduled would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Mother's jewelry, there are so... I feel like back in the day, it was like when you say mother's jewelry, like everyone just had very similar mother's rings with the same kind of style, birthstones, all of that. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get on Etsy, there are so many different styles you can get for mother's jewelry. And I really like the very simple ones. I have one that's just kind of a hanging bar necklace and it has my son's name on it. And I love it because it's one of those things where you don't realize until you're right next to it that that's what it is. It's very cute. Goes with everything. So consider getting mother's jewelry. Yeah. Super cute.
Most of my mother's jewelry is like kids' handmade Fruit Loop necklaces and that kind of jewelry. But after a while, you get hungry. And so they have to keep making those. Slave labor, you know, it just doesn't work.
It's not the greatest. And I also think it's a good idea to do a gift card to a favorite clothing or decor store. Mm-hmm. I love that Jessica added this because I think sometimes as moms, we kind of put off shopping for ourselves for clothing. I mean, we already know how much Jessica and I hate shopping for pants. But I feel like if you have the gift card, you're like, oh, I might as well go use this. It just kind of pushes you that direction. Yes. So
yes.
I think that's great.
My husband, if he gives me cash at all, then he's like, spend something on yourself. And I'll go to the store and be like, oh my gosh, these pants would look so cute on my daughter. Oh my gosh, our son needs more shoes.
Exactly.
And so if it's a gift card to like women's only clothing, like boutiques and things, and like, you know, cute furniture and cute decor, I'm like, I can't spend anything on my kids because it's just for this particular store. It helps me focus on myself. Just the gift card.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that so much. I also think it's important to kind of encourage yourself to learn new hobbies or to reestablish your hobbies. So a couple examples of that would be to get language software. So if there's a new language you want to learn, there's awesome audio stuff for new language, for learning new languages on Amazon. So that would be a great idea.
Well, not only that, but they have free ones. Like I'm on, let's see, Duolingo. I'm on Memrise. I love me learning some new languages. It is my thing.
Yeah,
most of the time they're free.
Yeah, I think that's great. A certificate for a pottery class would be really neat. Ooh. A self-defense class would be awesome. Jessica added hot yoga, and I'm not going to lie, I don't know what that is. The only thing I can think of is like if it's anything like goat yoga where goats are climbing on you, which does not sound appealing at all. I'm thinking, are you like standing on hot coals while trying to remain calm doing yoga? Or what is hot yoga, Jessica?
That
please clue us in.
That would be awful. No. So you go into like a gym or a facility that creates a space where it is so hot that you're just drenched in sweat. Erin, your face
I already
looks so
hate
uncomfortable.
This. I already hate this so much.
But it is so cleansing. Like you're sweating like and you are just de-stressing.
So you're doing yoga in a sauna.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Basically, yes.
So for some of you, that's a great idea.
It is so great.
And I also another idea would be like a monthly massage package, which I think is also a great idea. And I should add that if you're adding to your Amazon wish list, I don't know if everyone already probably knows this, but you can actually add ideas instead of just adding specific links to stuff on Amazon, you can add just an idea. So you could say like massage certificate. And then if somebody were looking over your list, they would be like, oh, I could go get her that. So keep in mind, you can still keep all of it in one place. Okay.
Yes.
So the next group of things I want to talk about is all about just getting out there. So
getting out there, girls.
Yeah, getting out there. Several people said that they would want a national parks pass. And this is never something I would have considered, but I thought, holy cow, if I had a national parks pass, I would definitely be more motivated to visit the national parks.
Yeah.
So I really love that idea. I think that's super cute.
I agree. We love going up to Yellowstone. We love Moab. We love Zion's National Park. We love national parks. And so to get a parks pass is basically saying like, you're going to get out of the house and you're going to experience it. And it's just something to look forward to rather than like, what do you feel like doing today? I don't know. It's like something you have to schedule. And I love that.
Yeah. And I think that's what half of this is. I feel like so much of the time as women, we finally get like a night out or we get a date night and then we're like, well, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Mm-hmm. And so just having some of that thinking done, just having a plan for some of these things, I love.
Oh,
so,
I feel the love over here.
Okay. So another idea that we had would be theater tickets, or Jessica, I'm going to let you put in a plug for opera tickets here.
Oh, yeah. Love me some opera. Jessica's, you come up anytime.
So I've never been to an opera, so she has convinced me that I need to attend an opera.
I don't
so.
Think I can gasp any louder.
I know. So Jessica's converted me. I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, you
I
are.
Don't think I'll understand anything that's happening, but I'm really excited for the experience. Theater tickets are so fun, though, and there's yes. so many different types of theater. I mean, there's improv. You can get really... Yeah, you can get Broadway. You can get, I mean, Jessica, I feel like you should be stepping in. I'm kind of messing
this up. I'm just waiting.
I know, she's like, how botched is this going to get?
No, it's not.
So there's just, when I say theater, I mean, for crying out loud, just go get like movie theater yes. stuff. You can look at all the movie releases that are coming out for the whole year and you could say, okay, in August, this is what I think we should go see. You could have a schedule. I mean, if my husband gave me a schedule of like, hey, here's three movies and when we're going to go see them, I would be like, oh, that's amazing. Because again, you have to just think and make decisions all day long. And sometimes it's just nice when you can just have a plan already in place. So I think that's great.
Love it.
Jessica also had a great idea of doing a map with hiking trails to explore. Like little trails are already highlighted. So I think that's really fun. There's also some really neat lists you can look up online for different tours. If you just look up driving tours within your state, you can see all sorts of cool stuff. It'll just take you to like neat houses, all sorts of cute things.
When you were talking about tours, they have like random tours. Like I want to say like our city has like a ghost tour and like you can tour like the haunted areas of the town and things like that. Not that I think there's really any haunted areas, but like it's just fun, like those little things that you see when you're randomly looking online at like things to do in your city.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it also helps small businesses. Like,
yeah.
That poor ghost tour guy probably doesn't get a lot of attention, you know? Neither do the ghosts.
That's so funny. Yeah, I would say don't be afraid to consider looking at the place that you live like a tourist. See what there is around you. Because yeah. all the places, all the national parks that Jessica was naming off, I've never even been to. And I live near those. And that's kind of pathetic. So I should consider, hey, what places do we have around? What do people come and visit our area for? And then get out and experience some of that. It's all about experiences, this group of things is. And so I think that's really great. On the note of kind of having stuff pre-planned, one year I gave my husband 12 pre-planned date nights. Each one just had a card of what we were going to go do. And that was really fun to just have those all planned, know where we were going to go. And they were really different things. We went axe throwing. We did all sorts of stuff. So we'll be doing a follow-up episode with some different date ideas, but just having the time set aside and the ideas already in place for 12 pre-planned dates would be great. And so I feel like that's kind of a fun assignment. If you want to put that on your Christmas list and give that to your hubby, that would kind of tell them that, hey, this is important to you.
Or you put it on your list and you tell them how to do it so that they give it to you because you've already gotten your husband some amazing
things
for
Christmas.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You put it on your Christmas list and make them come up with the idea. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the last thing I want to talk about in this list of just getting out is a night at a hotel. And I don't mean that in like a way. I mean that in a night at a hotel as a total break. So one of my friends posted on social media a couple weeks ago, and they have, oh gosh, I want to say their son is maybe 15 months old, like not sleeping consecutively through the night. She just feels like she's constantly exhausted. And so her husband had just packed a bag and made reservations for her at a hotel, and she didn't do anything special. She just watched cable TV, ordered food in, and got a full night's sleep. That's it. And took like an uninterrupted bath. And I think mom would love that. And I think most families could make that work for one night. And so I love that idea. I love the idea of just let's give moms a night off away. So definitely put that on your list. I think that that one is just one that is highly underestimated. It's just, yeah, it's so great. I love that idea so much. Okay.
Like blowing my mind at the possibility that's a thing.
I know. That's why I'm like, we got to get this out here. Moms need to know that that's a reality. Okay, the next one is kind of stuff, maybe more self-care, I guess you could say. So gel, nail polish, and lamp. I know that seems silly, but if you're the type of person that loves to have their nails painted, but you feel like, oh my gosh, when am I going to find the time to get out of the house to get that done? Gel nail polish and lamp is where it's at. I love mine, and you can get a really good one on Amazon for relatively cheap. The other thing I love about gel nails is I feel like with regular nail polish, I would spend hours doing manicure, pedicure, my nails would be all nice, but then I would go to like clean up a sippy cup or something and I would get a dent in these nails that I've spent an hour painting and I would be so upset. With gel, it instantly sets. And so if you have to pick up your baby or if you have to clear dishes or whatever, you're not going to get those indents or those marks. And when you're washing hot dishes and you're doing all these things, it lasts so much longer. So gel nail polish, just saying. Huh. It's pretty great. Okay, the next one is a smartwatch. I love having my smartwatch because I just feel like I used to be somebody that carried my phone all over, and ever since I had my kid, I'm not. So it just helps to keep me on track. I can set reminders to it and all the things. So I love my smartwatch. I think you have one too, right? Okay, that's what I thought.
You know, mine recently has been telling me to breathe. Like, I just put it on and like, you need to breathe. You need to breathe. You need to breathe. And I'm like, quiet, you. I'm going through something.
But I think that's important. Like, if it's telling you that,
slow
just
down
take
and
a
meditate.
Minute to like, take in a deep breath. I think that's great. Mine always tells me because I sit for like 9 hours at my job and it'll always say, get moving. And I'm like, you get moving. Like, it makes me a little hostile. So I probably get all worked up and then it's like, breathe. And I'm like, you get moving and you breathe. Okay, we're making smartwatches out to be the villain, but they really are great. I really do love mine.
They're
a little sassy, but I really, if I don't have mine, I forget to put it on, I'm a mess. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
sassy watches.
Get yourself a sassy watch. A weighted blanket, because I think everyone has heard me talk about my corpse blanket. So get yourself a weighted blanket, everybody. Mm-hmm. I love mine. And then a couple of these other ones, I've heard of these as like a good winding down project. And a couple of these ideas would be a paint by number or diamond painting. Have you heard about the diamond painting? I feel like there are so many people that are all about the diamond painting. So give that a try.
Yeah, I've got a couple of friends that are into that kind of thing. And the problem is I am not, but I'm a busybody. Like,
yeah, I don't have the patience for it, but I feel like I've had like several people say that they tried one and they're like obsessive with it. So I would say if you're looking for something new and you're the type of person that like loves to do puzzles or little things like that, give it a try because you might discover something that you love.
Yeah.
Okay. This last category is something that caught me off guard. It is never anything I would have put on my list, but we had more people suggest stuff in this category than any other category, which kind of surprised me. Yeah, suspense. So this last category is all about services. So I'm going to run through a few of these. HelloFresh subscription, house painting service, handyman service, house cleaning service, professional organizer, or Audible subscription. So Jessica, tell me your thoughts on that.
I had a friend who said that every year their mother-in-law, or maybe it just started this last year, their mother-in-law got them a cleaning lady for like 3 to 5 hours or something like that. I can't remember. And she said, you know, she came, she cleaned, and then she left, and it was such a great present. And I was like, hold up, hold up, hold up. That's a thing? People yeah. can do that? And I'm like, yeah. oh my gosh, my mind is blown. Like, that is so cool. I never would have thought about doing that.
Me neither. And that's the thing. I feel like every mom needs to have at least one of these on your list, because I feel like this was something that most of the moms in these groups were like, oh my gosh, I would love that. Oh, I never thought of that. This is amazing. And so, I mean, the idea of having the stuff ready, a ready-made meal that you can just put everything together would be amazing. I feel like a lot of us have rooms that we want painted, and it's just either it's daunting thinking about getting to it ourselves, or just, so I think having, if that's something that you have been considering, just bringing somebody in to paint that space, or a handyman service. I think a lot of times we're like, ah, we're so busy, we're so busy. But our significant others are busy too. And so we have a Fix It Felix list on our fridge. In case anyone doesn't get that reference, that's from Wreck-It Ralph. And so that's just a whole list of stuff that my husband has to fix, and it's constantly growing. And so I feel like he would probably be like, man, that's a gift for both of us.
Yeah.
And so just having like some of those little things fixed. A house cleaning service would be amazing. And I've heard people say there's different levels to that. You can have them come in and do like a deep clean where they're wiping down your baseboards or that type of thing. Or you can just have them like do bathrooms. You can have them help you fold laundry. I mean, however you want to utilize that. But I think that's pretty amazing. I really liked that idea. And I'm not going to lie, I never would have considered a professional organizer. And I feel like I'm a very organized person, but I have been struggling so much with my bedroom closet. I have probably reorganized it 4 times as kind of a trial and error, like, let's find the best way to make this work. And I feel like I could totally use a professional organizer to just say, oh, let's just adjust this. I mean, I wouldn't need a whole lot, but just having a professional to help me look at that, I would totally love that. And I think everyone else would too.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Yeah. Or if there's a space that you've been looking at and you're like, oh, I just don't know what to do with that space. A professional decorator, you know, I think that would be great too. So I just was very shocked that there was so much excitement about those services, but it makes complete sense. And I never would have put any of those on my list. So love those.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to add, Jess?
To that? No, I'm still in like blown out of the water that this even can be a possibility. I have a thing where if I like had a house cleaning lady come and clean, I would clean so that she could come and clean.
You would clean in anticipation of her coming to clean, huh?
I'm an awful person.
I know.
Sorry.
I wouldn't, so that's me. I mean, I'd be like, well, I'm paying for this. Oh, that's funny. So anyways, I hope that you guys, like I said, this was kind of a random episode, but I do just want to reiterate that I think as moms, it's important that we value ourselves. You know, we stand in line on Black Friday and we work hard to make sure that we get everything in line so that Christmas morning is perfect for everybody else. But I want to make sure you're not putting yourself in last place. I want to make sure that you have a very special Christmas morning as well. So make sure that you take time to put a list together for you, and that you are making sure you communicate that to your significant other, or my goodness, just order the packages yourself and just put them in charge of wrapping. Don't be afraid to do that either.
But ask Santa. There you go.
Yeah, Santa. Do the wrapping. So I just want I just hope that you guys found some really creative ideas, and I hope that we were able to help you better put that list together, because I do think it's so important. And on that note, happy list making, ladies.
We want to be a part of your adventure too. So submit your topics, questions, or silly stories to us at motherhoodadventurepod@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes.
Become part of our mom tribe by following us on Facebook and Instagram so you don't miss a mess-filled mom moment. Thanks for joining us through our journey of tantrums, triumphs, and teamwork.
Till next time.